Hi and welcome back to Matrix Moments. This is Saloni and today's episode is about business performances, plans, burn rates and budgets. Why does all of this matter? Joining us to discuss this is Avnish Bajaj, Founder Managing Director of Matrix Partners India. So Avnish, what is the relevance of plans to VC investing and startups?
Thank you for having me back, Saloni, and happy to be back for another Matrix Moment. So look, in VC investing, we are essentially trying to underwrite the future.
Right.
It's one of the most futuristic businesses and also what we enjoy, all enjoy the most. And I would say inherently, there is ambiguity by definition because it's very hard to know the future, and especially if you're trying to do very disruptive things. So in my view, a plan is a convergence between what the founder you're backing, because it's really their view of the future that you are buying into, and your view of it, and how do you converge these things? Because somebody comes and says they're going to do something big, how do you know whether that is going to work or not, and how do you get on the same page, so to speak? And that to me is a plan. Tactically, the way it actually works is that as a venture capitalist, you would have some form of a investment memo, and in that investment memo you are essentially going to be putting down a plan of what success would look like, and therefore it provides the markers towards that success.
Okay, but why does it matter given that early stage businesses are by definition hard to predict?
See, in my view, when a founder and an investor are getting into a relationship, they are in some ways signing multiple contracts without signing them. One contract they are signing is a legal contract. That's the most obvious. That's the one, in my view, that's probably used the least. The other contract, which I think both are signing up for, is a moral contract. And you know, with our philosophy of founders first, that's something we probably A, put the most emphasis on, and B, spend the most time on figuring out if this is something that works for both sides. And that moral contract is more around what people expect from each other. And frankly, it is at least in the investments I lead, or as Matrix, when the investments we lead, we do spend time talking about those expectations. The third contract that you are actually signing up for is the plan, the performance contract.
Yeah.
And often that may not be something that people will spend a lot of time on, especially if it's a very early stage business, but you should. Even if it's early stage, one needs to have, like I said, a common language, or being on the same page of saying, this is what success would look like. If we are not tracking to this, then maybe we need to think about things differently,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think this provides a common frame of reference. And to me, a plan is essentially a business contract that both sides are signing up for.
Okay. But having been on both sides, that is a founder and now investor, how do you feel about the need to have discipline around plans and burn rates? And are there any learnings on this front?
So I was clearly a founder at the time of Bazi, and we actually, you know, didn't have much of a market, and really all we could do was manage the costs for a period of time until we were able to get some version of product market fit, and therefore we managed to have a business that over a period of time became more sustainable. I don't think people in India, in the ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
be it the investors or the founders, I think we are in very early stages of thinking through burn rates carefully. See, in a business, especially at the early stage, the things you control are more on the cost side than on the revenue side. On the revenue side, there are a bunch of punts involved. Whether this product will find the right market, the right users, whether it'll start growing on its own without marketing too much, whether you'll be able to monetize
mm-hmm.
from the users. You're taking all these punts, right? On cost side, you're taking no punts. You're renting an office, you have to pay that. It's not like your landlord is going to wait and say, let's see if your product market fit happens and then you pay me the rent. Same for the employees and so on and so forth. So I think it is extremely critical because costs are certain and revenues are not. So one of the, as I have thought through it, one of the principles that I have started applying and I think people should think about it is often people will guide the founders to say raise money for 18 to 24 months. Now that's a good principle, but I think a better principle is to say raise money for 18 to 24 months. If things are going well, you can actually raise more money in 9 to 12 months because you have hit some kind of traction. If things are not going well, you should be thinking about 36 to 48 months, 3 to 4 years. Buy more time, control your destiny. How do you control your destiny? If the input money is fixed, the only way you control your destiny is with burn rates. And in my view, putting a plan in place and being very disciplined on that plan, on the burn rate, because I know, having been an entrepreneur myself and investing in so many businesses, I know that beyond a point, you cannot control product market fit. But you need to buy enough time to get there. And you have to be able to control your own destiny. So what I advocate is some rules of thumb. You know, typically if you are early, you're probably raising maybe $1.5 million at a seed stage. I tell the founders, you know, keep very clear markers for a 30 lakh a month burn rate, a 50 lakh a month burn rate, a 70 lakh a month burn rate, and don't go above that. Don't spend on marketing until you have product market fit. Marketing is not the way to get product market fit. Marketing is the way to explore product market fit once you have it. If you were to do this kind of a math, by definition, you would have money for 18 to 24 months with the amount that you have raised. Now, let's say that the business is starting to track. Then the second thumb rule or metric I give them is to say, now start thinking of your revenue greater than your burn rate. Which means you are burning 1 crore a month. How far are you from having a revenue of 1 crore a month? And typically this is the first marker, and this is net revenue, not GMV or any of the other vanity metrics. That is generally, if you look at the financial architecture and financial health of a business, one of the early markers of progress in financial health. Then the next level, I would say now start looking at your unit economics. Your gross margin, does it pay for your marketing costs? And by the way, this is a little bit of a philosophy I've picked up. Normally people from one of the better later stage investors, normally people say, is your gross margin going to cover your fixed costs? Because then I can pay for marketing. But actually, if you're in a high growth environment, you will always need to market, or you should be, unless you have a business that's just growing like weeds organically. So gross margin covering marketing means you are able to pay for your growth. If you're able to pay for your growth, some period of time with more growth, your fixed costs will get covered and you'll become profitable, right? So that's the other kind of thumb rule on how one should progress. But I think overarching, which is what I had said earlier, keep control of your destiny. These are all markers. The reason a plan is very disciplined exercise is to watch it month by month and say, how far am I getting away from this target of 18 to 24 months? And if my burn is too high, you need to figure out how to extend the runway. So in most of our early stage companies, the first slide will talk about burn and runway. And runway is a number of months. And ideally, I counsel founders, if you're able to keep a perpetual 18 to 24 months runway, at some point you're going to become profitable. If your business is not tracking and it's normal, just take the time to hunker down, fix the basics, and then get back on the trajectory of the burn rate that we spoke about. And believe me, in our portfolio, there are a number of examples where the founder took the call to hunker down. Typically, if businesses are not tracking quickly out of the gate, takes them maybe a year and a half to 2 years of hunker down period before they get back on track. And it's normal. And that's not something to be worried about. What is to be worried about is not doing that and kind of running out of gas before you have hit the markers of success. So I think that's the other key view, in my view, on controlling burn rates. Finally, one thing I can share for you, looking at our portfolio, and again giving the importance of performance versus plan, all our best companies, the best returns, have been companies that have hit or beat plans from day one. It's amazing. And they, year after year, they've been hitting or beating plans. Now, that's kind of obvious. What's not so obvious is that, let's say this is the top 5-10% of the companies. If you look at the next 20-30% where companies have done really well, over a 18-month to 2-year period, or maybe 18-month to 2.5-year period, they have started hitting plans. And to me, my biggest takeaway is it tells me a lot about founders. See, if we are in the business of backing people, future backwards, futuristic perspective, how good they are in predicting the future and managing towards it is what a plan tells me. Right. So if I had to say, what is my one-line summary of why performance versus plan matters, it is a measure of how good is the founder in understanding their market, in understanding the competition, in understanding the execution, and being able to predict the future and work backwards too. And that's the one-line takeaway. And that's why it matters.
Right. Thanks, Avnish. Thank you for listening. And you can find the transcribed version of this podcast on matrixpartners.in. You can also follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more updates.